Alrighty, welcome my fellow Americans to the podcast.
Today we're going to be discussing why, considering both events from today and the 70s, how the conservative movement was and still is a success. We're going to kick it off and let Vinny explain some background in the movement and events taking place in the 70s.
To start, conservatism has been around for many, many years, but the modern movement began in the 1930s in opposition to the President Roosevelt's New Deal. Conservative values have dominated American society for most of its lifespan, but towards the start of the 20th century, a lot of Americans adopted progressive ideals.
So what happened after that?
There was a migration to the Sun Belt where a lot of conservatives moved to the South. This gave them more voting power, but overall the country was still dominated by Democrats.
Cool. So now, Jacob, do you think you can tell us why you think the conservative movement was a success?
Well, Skylar, a big reason why the conservative movement has done so well is because of leaders leading the movement. Owen Schroyer, Steven Crowder, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, and even Trump are all big political icons in the movement today.
Can you tell me about one of those icons?
Yeah, well, Ben Shapiro, for example, is a Jewish conservative and a Harvard Law School graduate. His slogans, Facts and Logic, or Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings, have brought him a lot of attention, along with his ability to almost never lose in a political debate. Ben, along with many other conservative leaders, pride themselves on using stats to back up their claims, instead of using semantics or emotions.
And that's brought a lot of attention to the movement?
For sure. It's kind of a staple for conservatives to use facts and stats when debating their viewpoints.
Funny enough, and you guys know this, but the listeners don't, I actually met Owen Schroyer at a rally in Portland last summer.
I remember you showing me the selfie.
I also got to meet Joey Gibson and Haley Adams, both really big political leaders of the Pacific Northwest.
So you met a lot of conservatives that day.
Well, I met liberals too. Another funny story about that being a group called Antifa, short for anti-fascism. They showed up in opposition, though they were less than welcoming.
How so?
Well, the conservative group I was standing with on one side of the street, Patriot Prayer, I remember we were saying a prayer when some guys dressed in all black, they ran across the street, past security, to spray mace into the crowd.
Wow, that's ridiculous. I've met a couple of people who actually think that defending Antifa is the right thing to do, but when they start destroying property and assaulting other people, I feel like that's just too far.
Yeah, terrible. Though luckily, Antifa is a group specific to only a few states, like the West Coast or New York. For some reason, Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler defends this group, but New Jersey's Office of Homeland Security has actually named them a domestic terrorist group for the violence they incite.
A terrorist group. But Portland's mayor can't even denounce them?
Yep, but don't worry too much because conservatives have been in strong opposition and protest against these people. In fact, the conservative movement has been in opposition to a lot of other corrupt individuals too. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Wait, who?
I know her, the New York congresswoman.
She only has a 31% approval rating in New York, yet a lot of Democrats praise her for her socialist policies. Conservatives point out that her $93 trillion plan to end global warming, called the New Green Deal, has a lot of flaws and unreasonable goals.
Like banning airplanes, the use of all fossil fuels, and cow farts.
That's essentially it, yeah. And conservatives have been pointing out the flaws in many other Democratic congressmen, celebrities, or even just the everyday person. Conservatives value the truth above all else and will tell it to you no matter how famous you are or not. And I think that's why the movement is so important, to fix the flaws of society today and bring about the truth. So whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it doesn't really matter. I think in the tense political climate we live in today, the best thing we can do is just be civil with each other. We all have our own opinions, and in the end, it doesn't really matter what you believe exactly, you know, because we all have free of speech in the country, and we're all able to say what we want if we have facts to back it up or not. We all have that freedom. But with all that being said, that's just why we think that considering the past events and current events of today, why the conservative movement was and still is a success. So thanks everyone for joining the podcast, and we'll see you again later.